westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor F., and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. The Bitcoin price is struggling to gain momentum above $55,500. Ethereum corrected lower and traded below $33.50, and XRP tested the $1.42 support zone. Dogecoin rallied over 50%. The price of Bitcoin remained in a range above the $53,500 and the $54,000 support levels. It seems to be facing a strong resistance near $56,000, and it is currently consolidating near $55,000. Ashton Kutcher invested in Bitcoin despite his wife's advice. Hollywood actress Mila Kunis has revealed she had advised her husband and fellow movie star Ashton Kutcher against investing in Bitcoin, but fortunately he did not listen. She says, early into our dating, two things came up. He was like, hey, there's this company. It's kind of like a rideshare. It's kind of like a cab company, but anybody can drive the cab. I was like, that's the worst idea ever. Kunis argued that investing in the cryptocurrency could be a major risk as it was not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She added that I was like, well, I think it's a horrible idea. And he went, cool, we're investing in it. So he didn't listen to me. Kutcher has admitted to being a Bitcoin fan since at least 2013, and in 2018, he said that he had invested into Ripple, praising the company's partnership to support critical causes around the world. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance said it plans to launch a non-fungible token marketplace in June. The marketplace is aimed at creators and traders of collectibles in visual arts, music, games, sports, and more. A spokesperson for the exchange told CoinDesk it will run on mainly the Binance Smart Chain, and the Ethereum network will be supported as well, meaning users will be able to view Ethereum NFTs in their Binance wallet account. The platform will be divided into two main parts: premium events and trading market. Premium events will feature select works and high-end exhibitions. The trading market will be for users to create and deposit their own NFTs for a processing fee of 1% and will subsequently receive a 1% royalty from proceeds. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. I'm Taylor F. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.